Voices of the Temple, official podcast of the Temple of Witchcraft, exploring mystery and magic through love, will, and wisdom, hosted by Adam Sartwell. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Voices of the Temple. Today, I have Lisa, the Aquarius minister, and we have a nice little chat about our upcoming Temple Fest, which is going to be really fun, and I personally can't wait. So let's get us all into a sacred space where we can do this great work together. I call to the Great Spirit. I call to the two who move as one. Through the three rays of love, will, and wisdom, I call upon the goddess, maiden, mother, crone, past, present, and future, creator, sustainer, and destroyer, weaver of the web. I call to the god, lord of light and lord of darkness, god of the green and gold, god of the horn and the red, singer of the song, be with us now and forever, so mote it be. So I thought I'd just move right into my news segment, basically, tell you what's going on with the temple. We have Saturday, June 5th, is Temple Fest 2010, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Sun Point Sanctuary at 33 Old Chester Road, Derry, New Hampshire, at 03038. It is a sliding scale donation of $40 to $50. We want you to join us there for some workshops and fun stuff. Please remember, though, that this is a general members and above event, which means honored members and ministerial members. We just want to start and get our feet wet on this Temple Fest. So, those who are not part of the temple will be welcome in future years, but not this one. We are just trying to figure out how to do a successful Temple Fest before we get the general public involved. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun. We talk a little bit about it in my interview with Lisa, because Aquarius is putting the whole Temple Fest thing on, and they do that, you know, for all of our events that are not public rituals. Some of the interesting classes that are going on are the Dark Goddess with Chris Chereau, and Angels with Christian Medaglia, Chakras with Ramadanu, Tai Chi and Martial Arts with Michael Cantone, Plant Identification Walk with Christine Tolf, which I think is going to be fascinating. Plant Familiars with Christopher Penzack. There will also be drummings, rituals, games, handcrafted stuff with the vendors. It's going to be a great old time. You can read more about it on our website at templeofwitchcraft.org. Because I don't want to bore you with it, since I'm talking to Lisa about it. And we would like it if people could pre-register. Please don't forget, because it's coming up really quickly. Another thing that we have on our roster of things is that for Boston Pride March, which is Saturday, June 12th at 10:30 a.m., we'll sort of arrive at the rallying point for the Pride March. There's an invocation at 11:15, and I think it's Tremont Street, Boston, Mass. If you'd like to show your pride or support the LGBT community, come march with us and the Independent Pagans of New England at Boston Pride. I'll be there. Hopefully, if I'm not, you know, if nothing happens. And I probably will be wearing my wings. I don't know if I'm going to throw glitter at the bystanders this year, because I haven't bought the glitter. But usually, we have a lot of fun, and it's a good hike. Sometimes very hot, or has been the last 2 years that I've gone. So dress appropriately, use sunscreen, and if you want to register with the Gemini Minister, since they take care of queer ministries, you can email gemini@templeofwitchcraft.org for information, or just to like tell them that you're coming. And then coming up for our Litha, or summer solstice, Saturday, June 19th, there will be a 3 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Please arrive early, because like 2:45, so you can sign in. If you're late, there may not be a person for you to sign in with, so please be on time. At the Salem Masonic Building, they're doing a physical and psychic protection workshop. The donation for that is $25 or $35 for both the workshop and the Litha ritual. It's with Aries Minister Michael Cantone and Sagittarius Minister Christopher Penzack. And they'll instruct you on the essentials of both physical and psychic self-defense. Should be pretty cool. We'll also be having the Litha Summer Solstice ritual that night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And please arrive by 6:45 to check in so that we can get on our way. No pagan time for us. Thank you, Christopher. The building is at 107 Main Street, Salem, New Hampshire, at 03079-3104. Please remember, do not contact the Masons about the things. They are not putting on the events. We are. So if you want any more information about that, you can pre-register or ask any questions that you need of Pisces at templeofwitchcraft.org if you have email. There's a sliding scale donation of $15 to $25 to join us with our celebration. All denominations are welcome. Only an open heart is necessary. And we also have a food drive being put on by the Cancer Ministry. So bring a non-perishable food item for donation to our local food pantry. We also have raffles there. So if you want to bring some cash, that would be cool. The attendees will be able to buy tickets and win raffle items. There's usually some pretty good stuff in there. The tickets are $2 each or 3 for $5. And all proceeds go to the temple's nonprofit foundation. There will be refreshments. Please join us after the ritual for that. It's kind of like a beverage, it'll be beverages, and it's kind of a potluck of snacks. We're asking for finger foods like veggies and dip and fruits and other cold dishes to share, as well as cold beverages. If you would like to donate something or help out by bringing some supplies, please contact Cancer at templeofwitchcraft.org. Now, some of our ongoing events that we have coming up. We are going to do Lammas on July 31st, Maybon at September 18th, and Samhain at October 30th, and then we'll have our Yule celebration on December 18th. Those are the Wheel of the Year Sabbats that are coming up. You can still, if you need any more information about that, you can contact Pisces at templeofwitchcraft.org. We'll also have our full moon rituals with Alex Wright as our high priestess for that. I just went to one recently, and they are pretty cool. It's nice to get together with a lot of witches who know what they're doing, and it's so interesting to see people who are practicing their own thing come together and have each of their pieces come together in one ritual. One of the great things about these rituals is that everyone has a part. There are only th you can only have 13 at these rituals. So if you want to come, please email Pisces at templeofwitchcraft.org to sign up. I can just read you what the thing says. They're 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Salem, New Hampshire address provided to the attendees. If you email, you have to email if you want to go. Our full moon rituals take all that we've learned from witchcraft classes and apply it practically. We will be creating the bulk of each ritual as a group, so it is important to come up with ideas that you can share. Like our Sabbat rituals, moon rituals will take full participation, sorry, from each attendee. Therefore, these are not focused on one person as lead celebrant in all full control of each aspect of our magical workings. The full moon rituals are limited to a maximum of 13 participants who must be honored or ministerial members of the temple. So if you sign up, please know that you need to come or will be short a person, and someone other than you will miss out on the ritual. Full moon rituals in 2010 will be held on the following dates. So Wednesday, May 26th was the one that I went to. June 25th is a Friday. Sunday, July 25th. Sunday, August 22nd. And Wednesday, September 22nd. And if you want any more information about that, please email Pi at templeofwitchcraft.org and look at our website, which has all of this information on it. So if you want to keep in up with what's going on, just check it out. We also have our women's circles the second Saturday of every month from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Please arrive by 6:45 p.m. to check in. They're at the Dove Star Institute, 50 Whitehall Road, Hooksett, New Hampshire 03106. There's a sliding scale donation of $15 to $25. The Cancer Ministry of the Temple of Witchcraft will be holding these monthly women's circles, and they sort of celebrate the goddess, the elements, and the mysteries of the divine feminine. And, for all you guys who want to go to these rituals, I'm sorry, they are women only. And if you would like to pre-register or get more information, you can email cancer@templeofwitchcraft.org. Some of the other far-reaching things that we have coming up, we have the Feast of Hecate, Friday, August 13th, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Please arrive by 6:45 to check in. It's going to be at the Salem Masonic Building, which I gave the address before. The sliding scale donation is $15 to $25. The goddess of Hecate is one of the patrons of the Temple of Witchcraft, and I would love for you to join us for a special ecstatic ritual to celebrate her feast day. Email pisces@templeofwitchcraft.org to pre-register for that, and I will be the officiant of that ritual, so I'm kind of excited. It's my first one for the Temple of Witchcraft where I actually get to run things myself. Because, I'm a devotee of Hecate. Love her! She's like the first fag hag ever. We're also going to have some workshops with Raven Grimassi and Stephanie Taylor coming up Saturday, December 11th. I'm not really sure who's going to be, if it's going to be open to the public or not yet. It's to be announced. So we'll see. Just keep checking the website and we'll see what is going to happen. If you want more information, you can email sagittarius@templeofwitchcraft.org. For pre-registering for that. I also kind of want to give a shout out about the full moon rituals with Alex because they are pretty super cool. I hope that more people will, want to do them. There's only 13 places in there, so if you want to get into doing the full moon rituals there, you have to email pisces@templeofwitchcraft.org and pre-register. It was really a neat event. each one of the people who come to it get to, you know, you get to pick sort of what you're gonna do. And I chose Drawing Down the Moon, which I haven't done for years because all of the coven work that I've done, you know, has been more focused on one person who is doing the high priestess role or high priest role. And in it, we all got to show our own talents and skills and give feedback to each other. And it was really beautiful. I hope that everyone who hears the podcast gets to have a chance to do this. It's really a special, special, cool thing for people to do. So without further ado, I guess I'll just move on into my interview with Lisa, the Aquarius minister. For those of you who haven't been listening to all of the Temple of Voices of the Temple podcasts, I kind of skip around every once in a while because of, you know, scheduling conflicts and things like that. And if you know and listen to the Aquarius podcast, you'll see that I interviewed the Gemini minister. And now when we've reached Gemini, I'm now interviewing the Aquarius minister. So with that, I have to say, I also wanted to partially put out this podcast because Temple Fest is in a week. So I wanted everyone to be able to hear what it was about and maybe get a little excited about it, maybe pre-register if they have the time and energy. So hope you enjoy. Hi, everyone, and I'm here with Lisa, the Aquarius minister. Say hi.
Hi, everyone.
So, Lisa, what does the Aquarius minister do?
The Aquarius minister handles all the events. We like to think of ourselves as the Ministry of Fun. We do the events, gatherings, and disaster relief. We're with our own little FEMA as part of the Temple of Witchcraft.
Cool, cool. Yeah. So I hear we have a festival coming up.
We do. It's our very first Temple of Witchcraft Temple Fest 2010. And it is Saturday, June 5th, 9 a.m. five or six, depending on when you wander out of there. It is going to be a day filled with fun, classes, learning, adventure, community.
Now, who's this Temple Fest for?
It's for members of the temple. It is our first one, so we're starting small. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you know, next year we hope to have a much bigger one, mm-hmm. but we're getting our feet wet this year, see how it goes, and as the years to come, it will just get bigger and bigger, and we hope to be one of the bigger New England festivals, mm-hmm. a destination event.
That will be cool, yeah. So what classes are going to be there at the event?
Well, we have a wonderful two-part class, and first part is in the morning, and the second part is in the afternoon. It's on dark goddesses. Christian is teaching that one, and it should be a really amazing class. Christopher Penzack is doing plant familiars. Mm-hmm. We also have an herbal walk because the event location is a wonderful farm, and it's connected to conservation land, so there's many places we can go and learn. Christine from Lichenwood is coming to do the herbal walk. I've done that with her before. It's an amazing experience to go through the woods with a truly learned herbalist, yeah. and get her take on things you just walk past whenever you're in the woods. Mm-hmm. You don't know what they are or what they're for, but she does.
Yeah,
it's fun. We also have martial arts. Michael and Ren are going to be teaching a pagan-themed, I guess you call it, martial arts class.
Yeah.
Designed for the temple specifically. So that should be very interesting. Mm-hmm. We'll have outdoor activities, a lot of time to gather and get to know each other. Lunch, there's box lunches to buy and order in advance, or you could bring your own. It should be a really nice day.
Yeah, it should be really fun. And there are lots of kids events, too,
right?
Yes, we'll be doing things specifically. The Cancer Ministry has really come together with some fun things for the kids to do. We'll be making wands. Time allows, you know, we could start working on telling them how to make fairy houses. And there's a lot of sticks and rocks and things to gather that we can do there that the kids will have fun with.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun. Let's see. What else do I have to ask about Temple Fest?
Oh, there'll be ritual.
Ah, yes.
There'll be an opening and closing ritual, of course. There'll be drumming.
Going on.
There'll be drumming going on, yeah. There'll be a lot of fun, different things.
Cool. Now, I don't know about you, but I go to the pagan festivals to shop. Will there be vendors?
There will be. Because we're keeping it small this year as our first going out, we wanted specifically to find true artisans who make unique and interesting things that you're not going to go buy at stores. You know, those things are wonderful, but for this event, we really wanted unique things. So there'll be wands, there'll be woodworkers there, and bring cash, bring money, bring your checks,
yeah.
Bring everything, because there will be some interesting things you'll want to buy.
Cool. Cool. All right. Let's see. I don't have anything more about that. Let's see. So let's tell us a little bit about you. How did you come to witchcraft as a spiritual practice?
Well, I was born and raised Catholic, like a good Italian girl. And I went to Catholic schools and Catholic college. And during my college religion class, I just kept pestering that poor priest who was our professor, hounding him with questions that were just basic questions. And finally he pulled me aside, and he was a very, very good, open-minded man, and I liked him very much. And he said to me, "Lisa, I have something to tell you. You're not Catholic." And I looked at him shocked because, you know, I was born Catholic, so of course I'm Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he said, "I want to tell you something else that you're going to find even more shocking. You're not even Christian. You're not buying any of this." And I said, "You're right, I'm not buying any of it." And he says, "I want you to go out and find it. There it is. It's out there for you. You just got to figure out what it is." So I spent time just learning casually different what each religion meant, and I came upon a witch. And I had no idea what that was. I didn't even think they were real. I kind of laughed and went, "Really? You are? Okay." And he said, "Yeah, read about it." So I did, and I realized, oh my God, this is exactly what I just inherently believe.
Mm-hmm.
And there I am.
Cool.
That was about 10, 12 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what sort of tenets or things that you already personally believed were reflected in witchcraft?
Reincarnation, the goddess aspect. I had a real hard time with the whole patriarchal, monotheistic thing. I really, you know, Mother Nature to me was the most important thing above God. And, you know, and you can't really say that at school when you're in Catholic school.
Yeah. Because there are nuns.
Yeah, that's not acceptable. and I really, and once I found out, oh my God, there's a whole religion that believes that too, I found that fascinating. And as part of my path, I do Reiki, and I don't do a lot of tarot cards or anything like that, but I do Reiki and candle magic, rituals, depending on what the need is.
Cool. So, do you call yourself a witch, or do you use another label?
I usually call myself a pagan.
Yeah.
Because, to me, personally, and I always think Wiccan is, sometimes I'll use Wiccan, but because my whole pantheon is Greek, I always think of Wiccan as Celtic.
Yeah.
So I think I'm more pagan than Wiccan because of the gods and goddesses that, you know, really have chosen me all turned out to be Greek.
So you feel more towards the pagan aspect than you do the Wiccan one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I sometimes use Wiccan when I'm talking to people who may not know, like, that there are different facets to witchcraft.
Right.
Saying the witch word sometimes shocks them.
Yes.
But if you say Wiccan, it's beginning to get to the place where that's more accepted than the witch word.
Exactly. You know? Witch is a loaded word.
Yeah.
And you don't want to scare people.
Yeah.
And I'm in business and I'm in sales, so I have to be very, I have to keep my pagan self separate from my professional mm-hmm. self.
Yeah.
But there are, you know, I have pagan clients and things like that, and,
yeah.
you know, I'm not shy about it. I usually say to them, hey, merry meet, and that's all I need to say,
yeah.
you know.
Well, I don't think that, you know, anyone in sales really puts a billboard up about their religion or their political views or, you know, those things that could...
I have lost a client over my Obama sticker, though.
Yeah, so you have to sort of put it on the down low sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone does, mm-hmm. even Christians.
But my family and friends all know, so.
Well, that's good.
The important people in my life.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Now, how do you integrate the practice of witchcraft into your day-to-day? Do you do any sort of magical practices day-to-day? What's your practice?
My practice, because I work two jobs and I'm a single mom, there's not a lot of time to practice.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I can get up in early in the morning and, you know, if there's a need, I'll do... I'm much more of a morning witch
mm-hmm.
than I am a night witch. I'm
yeah.
not one of those... You know, midnight witches. No. I'm more dawn. If I'm going to be able to do something, it would be early. And on a day-to-day basis, I you know, meditate on the moon and try to keep in... I go out into nature. I make sure I take walks in the woods mm-hmm. and get out there and be serene and relaxed. And I try to treat everybody fairly.
Yeah, so you both sort of embrace the philosophy
mm-hmm.
of, you know, being connected to nature instead of trying to disconnect from it, and you're trying to sort of live the tenets of not harm none.
Harm none. Be kind at all times.
Mm-hmm.
I watch my karma. I just find it's better, and if somebody's really angry or something, I get even nicer.
Yeah.
Because it's just, I don't like drama, and I just think that it's not helpful.
Yeah.
And not that I don't have a temper, but...
Yeah, well, we all do. Yeah, I found that in my own work life, when someone's voice raises, yours going down and becoming very calm
mm-hmm.
really brings them back down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gotten to the point where my angry voice is very calm. So... I just think it's kind of cool to bring them back down. So you really integrate the philosophy as well as...
The practice. I have my ancestor altar. You'll never see me walking around dripping pentacles unless I'm going to an event and, you know, and I get to do that. But
the witchy bling.
The witchy bling.
Yeah.
Put out your black dresses.
Yes, exactly. And your silver shawls.
Exactly.
So, this is one that I always ask, and I never feel like people get what I'm trying to say. Do you have any stories of, like, magical manifestation? Like, where you cast a spell and you're like, whoa, that was surprising. No? Yes?
Yes, the biggest one I've ever done, and it was a very, very involved ritual. I mean, it was, and I had help from people who were longtime witches before me,
mm-hmm.
throwing in stuff, making sure I did this right. I had a friend of mine who was a very dear girlfriend of mine, and her ex-husband was bipolar and just getting more abusive by the moment, and... he was a very scary person, especially when he got angry, and you never knew when the switch was going to go from wonderful to frightening
mm-hmm.
in a matter of seconds. Well, he decided to buy a house directly behind hers, and their relationship had deteriorated to the point where he was like, yeah, I just live behind you, I'm going to walk behind you and I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
And it really scared me. And they had little children. And of course, even though, no matter how crazy he was, the children loved him.
Yeah.
So I had to find a way to protect her. Mm-hmm. Not ruin his relationship with the children, because that would be unfair and wrong.
Yeah.
And everybody has free will. But I needed him to not live behind her. So I did a very, very involved ritual with protecting with Kali and with Diana for the protecting of the children and mm-hmm. bringing love and protection all together and to get him out of there. And I did it. It was very big, very long, very involved. And a week later, he put his house on the market and got a new job in Springfield, Mass, because one of my specifications was, I don't want him to be so far away he can't be in his children's lives. Mm-hmm. I want enough time that he flips out and is going to come to kill her, that it's far enough away to get her out of there and hide her.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I wanted. And I got that, and within a month, he had sold that wonderful house in a very slow market and moved.
That's a great story.
It was, that was a good one.
Yeah, yeah. I asked the question because I feel like it's important for people to hear that magic works.
Yes.
And, you know, that there's so many amazing ways that we connect to spirit and to magic. And not everyone gets to, you know, hear our stories of, you know, how it works, because we usually keep that under our, you know, the brim of our pointy hats, you know?
And when there's a need, you don't, one of the most important things, and when you make a commitment mm-hmm. to this, that you don't, at the first light, say, oh, I want him gone, I want him dead. You don't ever think that way.
Yeah.
You think, what's the highest and best good for everybody?
Yeah.
And if you could wish something, and that's what spells and wishes are, we mm-hmm. put our intent out there. Specifically, what is your intent?
Yeah.
And you have to look at all the ramifications.
Yeah.
And if you're going to put it out and it's going to come back to you threefold, it better be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you take what could be a very negative spell,
mm-hmm.
and you make it as positive as humanly possible.
Yeah.
With and still get your results that you need.
To sort of make an arrangement for them to be able to coexist instead of existing in harmony with each other instead of, you know. And that sometimes means distance and boundaries and, you know, so.
And living behind was just way too scary.
Yeah, that is a little creepy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you consider your strengths as a minister, as a witch, as a person?
As a minister, I'm good at organizing events. Krista, who is also exceptional at organizing bigger events, she's very specific and technical
mm-hmm.
and very, very organized. I think along more fun thoughts and how can we make this interesting and fun and community-wise. So between the two of us, we work pretty well. We have two different strengths, but I tend to be a little more light-hearted mm-hmm. than, and I don't like everything so serious because then
get bored when things are so serious.
Yeah, I do too. I have the attention span of a flea. You have to keep me entertained or I'm going to get goofy. My strength as a witch, I'm very good at doing rituals.
Mm-hmm.
Planning them out, putting it together. But it has to be a specific need. I don't do them casually.
Yeah.
It has to be a big need. And it's usually for somebody else. I very rarely do rituals for myself.
Yourself.
Yeah, I usually do for people I love and care about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I always, you know, if as part of my meditative state, I just want peace and harmony in my life, and I want prosperity, and however that comes. And sometimes prosperity doesn't mean I want to be rich and win megabucks. Prosperity means I just want to be prosperous in all my encounters and
mm-hmm.
spew kindness about the world.
Yeah. Sort of, you want to prosper and have everyone else around you who you touch every day prosper as well.
Yeah, and prosperity isn't just money to me. It's, you know.
Yeah, it's.
You could have the money to go buy tomatoes, but you could have a neighbor next door who loves you enough to bring over tomatoes that they grew in their garden, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that is prosperity.
That is prosperity. Yep. Yep.
So, what is your strength as a person?
I'm very straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
There's no pussyfooting around. I say what it needs to be said. I cause no drama. Mm-hmm. And I'm a good friend.
Yeah.
I'm a good friend to have.
I've watched you and Krista in action at different events, and I would say, like, you're the party planner, and she's the, like, corporate conference programmer, you know? And you wouldn't think that would mesh, but it really does.
Yes.
And you're both very good at connecting to the entire crowd and...
on completely different levels.
Yeah, on completely different levels. Yeah. And you really, I feel like you embody that Aquarius. Because every Aquarius I know is like, they're good at mingling. Going to each person, sort of finding out what they do, what they're best at. And, you know, putting them in the right place so that they can do that. And I think that's really, like, a special gift.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So, what can we look forward to after Temple Fest from the Aquarius Ministry?
Oh, there'll be, someone coming up, we're going to be getting involved with the, throughout New England, the Pagan Pride Festivals, getting our temple out there, manning tables and offering, information about what we're doing here.
Yeah.
As the disaster in the Gulf with the oil well leak and actually geyser, not leak, we'll be working our FEMA side of the Aquarius Ministry to figure out how we can help. As a group, I don't see anything out there yet. It's not like, animals are affected and coastlines are affected, but eventually, I'm sure within a few months, people are going to be truly affected by this. So we will want to get involved in that.
Yeah. Sort of either fundraising or doing some sort of helping out where we can.
Exactly. Exactly. We'll be thinking of ways to raise funds, fundraise.
Yeah.
From our potlucks, and believe me, the Temple of Witchcraft has the best potluck dinners you will ever taste. We should open our own little restaurant called Witch's Potluck or something like that. I'd love to do a pagan cookbook, a temple cookbook.
Yeah.
The Taste of the Temple. I think that would go over really well because we have got recipes.
Yeah.
Just need to be shared.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that, doing fundraisers like that.
Yeah.
And whatever the other ministers need from us, if there's going to be a Sabbath ritual, public ritual, in a class during the day, what can we do to help out?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Help set up and all of that.
Yeah. Help organize, throw our 2 cents, even if they organize it. Between Krista and I, we've done a lot.
Mm-hmm. You guys have.
And why reinvent the wheel if we've already done it, even if we're just in an advisory capacity?
Mm-hmm. Now, in the far-reaching future, what are your dreams for temple fests of the future?
Big, 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 where people want to get on planes and come for, where we spend an entire weekend from Friday morning to Monday night and, or Sunday night, and, have well-known authors come and do classes and, as well as Christopher, who's, with all those connections. And we want it to be big. We want it to be an event that people really look forward to and plan. And New England really needs one. We might have Salem Mass, and we have a lot of pagan stuff going around, but where's the big one? Where's the one that 5,000 people come to?
Yeah. There isn't really that in this area.
We
do. I find, there's more towards, the New York and the Ohio areas.
Florida.
They do have in Florida. Yeah. They have those big pagan festivals. But here,
that is our goal.
Yeah.
There's so many pagans in New England. There's so many.
Yeah.
So that's our goal.
We just have to figure out a way to get them all out of the woodwork to come to it.
Exactly.
So we got to make it worthwhile for them to come up.
Oh, and one of the events is the belly. We're having a belly dance class.
Oh, a Temple Fest.
Temple Fest is going to be doing belly dancing. So come on and shake it with us.
That'll be fun. I'd like to see that class.
Yeah. Well, we're going to make you do it. So.
Oh, okay.
Participate. Yeah.
If you can find me.
Oh, I'll find you. I know where everything on that farm is, believe me. I can find you.
All right. Well, do you have any last thoughts that you want to share with our listeners here?
It's really our first year, and we're getting our feet wet, and whatever feedback, if people like something or didn't like something, you know, let us know. We're looking for help. We're looking for, ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're looking to have a good time and get everyone together and really build community, because I've been at the heart of it. The Aquarius Ministry brings the whole temple together.
Mm-hmm.
And how to do that and really build a true, strong community.
Mm-hmm. I've talked about in the past podcast that that we're really trying to grasp at a more Aquarian view of religion, where the group has their own connection to divinity, yet they can work together if they really need to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not top-down, like we've experience for the past 2,000 years, and we're more of our own experiences within the circle are that way. So Aquarius really does, you know, bring us together and helps us to get that personal individual experience yet shared between all of those people.
Right, and as we're learning and taking classes and building our spirituality, we should also spend quality time being goofy and having fun, because mm-hmm. that's yes. where you get to know each other.
Yeah.
It isn't just sitting there listening to a lecture.
No,
it's making truffles at a party
mm-hmm.
and a contest who can make the best truffle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And while people are laughing and giggling and having fun and getting to know each other and building bonds.
Yeah.
So I look forward to more goofy ideas.
All right. Well, bye, listeners.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our interview and the podcast, and I hope you'll join us for Temple Fest and our upcoming events. I'll just like to de-invoke our space and set us on our way. We thank the Great Spirit and the two who move as one. We thank the three rays of love, will, and wisdom. We thank the God and the Goddess who move through us and work with us. May we recognize your presence in our lives. Blessed be. And merry meet and merry part and merry meet again. Blessed be, everyone. Well, that's it for now. I hope you've enjoyed our podcast. We'll do a quick devocation. Thank you to the powers of Aquarius for aiding us in experiencing this wave and web. We thank the Great Spirit and the two who move as one. We thank the three rays of love, will, and wisdom. We thank the Lord and the Lady who move through us and work with us. May we recognize your presence in our lives. Blessed be. And merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. Blessed be.